Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First one in my lucky dip today comes from Lynn, who says, details, looking stylish, current and funky at 60 and feeling comfortable. Any ideas on the details involved putting a look together? So this is where we want to think about, A, what is our personality and how do we want to express that to represent who we are? Because you're never going to feel comfortable if you're not wearing clothes that relate to you and who you are as a person. So thinking about, you know, what makes you comfortable, one of the useful things you can do is go back and have a look at some of your old favorite outfits. And this is where taking outfit photos is so useful, because you can scroll through them on your phone and actually make a decision about what are your favorites. And then you can actually look at it and go, well, what did I put together? What is comfortable to me? What is stylish to me? Because of course, there is no one route to style and there are lots of different ways of being stylish. So it's got to work for you. And this is where your personality comes in, and it's so, so important to think about that. So thinking about, well, what is stylish to me? What works? What did I put together in the past? And in the end, often it's the details, it's the accessories that make the difference, and it can be the colours that make the difference as well. Having colours that are in harmony with you makes a huge difference to how the whole outfit looks on you. And then what accessories and details have you brought in to make that outfit interesting in some way or other? So it could be anything from a detail such as a pattern in your clothing. So you notice I've got minimal accessories on, but I have got a pattern top. It's got an interesting neckline. It's not a boring neckline. It's an interesting neckline. It's got a pattern in it. Then I've got some earrings on, which create a little interest, particularly now that I've got less hair. I find that I'm noticing that I'm wearing a lot more in the earring department than I used to, more feature earrings, because my neck and my earrings are, you know, my ears are more exposed. So that is something to think about. And but even things like, you know, I've got like a little bit of a bracelet. It's only a little bracelet. It's only like it's a little glass ring, just in the same sort of color. It just kind of repeats that color through my outfit as well and creates a few little more focal points and interest and detail. Like there's some thought gone into the outfit. There is no one way of putting outfits together. So there's no one formula you can use. You can create your own formula. I do have some blog posts, though, about kind of thinking about a formula. And it is, add some sort of hero in. Now, the hero could be some piece accessory. It could be a scarf, or it could just be a patterned top. That could be your hero, or it could be that the top has some sort of detail built into it, like an interesting sleeve or some other sort of, you know, some detail in that garment. So this is where it's thinking about, well, we've got to have that, but then we've got to have often something a bit more basic that it goes with to make it work rather than everything to be the hero. But I do know people where everything is the hero and their outfits work, but they are an expression of their personality very much so. So you've got to have that personality that wants everything to be a hero to carry that total hero look off. Most people, though, maybe, you know, if you've got a more simple or plain style, then you'll only want more subtle heroes. But even just adding a scarf, some sort of, you know, noticeable jewelry or some, you know, some way or other is just going to make that outfit look finished and polished. There is no, age has got nothing to do with it. I really think it's what works for you and it's got to be comfortable for you as well. So if you live somewhere really hot, maybe scarves aren't the way to go. Maybe it is an earring. But maybe it's, I'm going to have some feature earrings. Or it could be if you wear glasses, that maybe you're going to turn your glasses into the hero. I know one of my friends, an image consultant, Sue Donnelly, who's a great friend of mine. She never wears any jewelry, but she always wears feature glasses. And they are her dramatic statement. The rest of her outfits are fairly clean and simple. But her glasses are her feature. They are her detail. And she's got a very kind of short, funky haircut as well. But she also finishes off with makeup too. So even sometimes a little bit of makeup, even just a bit of lipstick, if you're not wearing a mask, of course, most of us are wearing masks these days, but it's not going to go forever. So, you know, it can be something even just like wearing a bit of lippy or something to give you a more finished look. So hopefully there's a little something there for you to think about how you can add that detail in for your outfits that make it work for you. So lovely to have you here watching. It's lovely to see people from all over the world. Now, Diane's had a question. She said, I heard a successful makeup artist say that some people have a mixture of warm and cool features. For example, some may have warm coloured hair but cool eyes, or neutral skin and warm eyes. Do you believe this can happen? And absolutely it can happen, but usually it seems like if you've got warm coloured hair, it may have started off cool. All hair has underlying warm pigments. That's kind of just the way it is. Very, apart from if you're like a blue-black hair, or a bright white hair. Everybody else, the pigments underneath dark brown hair is a kind of red to red orange. A lighter brown hair is orange. And then we get into the blondes, we've got the yellow oranges to the yellow, and they are all underlying warm pigments. So when the sun comes down and bleaches your hair, which it does naturally, remember the hair on your head can be there for years and years and years. And so therefore, as it bleaches naturally with the sun, you're going to be showing up warmer pigments, and so this can give you warm hair. That is something to definitely think about, knowing that that can happen. So you might naturally be cool and you might have cool skin, but your hair may have bleached to warmer. Now, if you dye your hair, even if you're dyeing it to a cool color, because of the way hair dye works, is that it pulls out the pigment, so it strips the hair, then it lays down color. So generally it strips it back to those underlying pigments. So you'll tend to find that all dyed hair tends to look a little bit warmer. It's very hard to get these very cool colors. I mean, the formulations are much better, but you know, better now than they used to be. But I can tell you it's still very hard as I'm going to gray, that you can see that the grey, like where we've covered it, just keeps washing out, and the warmer pigments from the previous blonde keep showing through. And that's because that blonde has stripped my hair. So with the bleaching process to strip the hair, that's exposed those warmer pigments that are underlying the little bit of brown kind of that is left in my hair. So that is why. Now, some eyes are very hard to tell unless you have a warm green eye, like an olivey coloured eye or a hazel eye that's got those kind of olivey yellow tones in them. Most eyes, it's actually very hard. It's very hard if you've got a blue eye to know if it's, like really warm and cool in blue, much less important. Browns, also much harder to tell. Very easy. So I kind of don't look at eyes too much apart from if it's a real yellow-green. A yellow-green tends to say there is underlying warm pigment there. One of the things I often see, though, is in warm people often have a more yellow-white of their eyes. But, not all of everybody does, but I'll often notice it's a little bit more yellowed than someone who's very cool. But it's skin is the thing I really care about. Just because, you've got warmer hair doesn't mean it hasn't been bleached by the sun or by chemicals, and that's artificially changed it. And so therefore I always go with skin. And yes, of course, as we go grey, we may end up with cool hair but still have warm skin if we started off warm, or our skin may cool down. Depends on who you are and how you happen to age. So there's a lot of different kind of combinations there, but generally these things tend to go together. So your natural hair color, as is growing out of your head, maybe your roots would be the same undertone as your skin. It's just that as the sun bleaches it over time, it may be artificially warming it up or cooling it down. Hopefully that makes sense. Last question comes from Linda. My style challenge is being boring, because I feel others might judge me if I had to wear something out of the norm, especially for the school run. And I think this is something that's really interesting, because the question here is what is wrong with wearing something out of the norm for the school run? Like, what are the judgments you are worrying about people making on you? Are you really concerned that you have to dress in a way that is very similar to other people? So this can be that if we have what we call a social value, where we really value being like others, we then want to wear clothes that are what other people are wearing. But of course, there are other things you may think about. Is it so bad to be different? Sometimes it's like if someone doesn't try and be different, there's other people who may also wish that like what they wore was a bit more different, but they're feeling like they shouldn't wear anything different. And somebody has to be the first person to start the process and actually stand out. Or it could just be that, your personality is to not stand out. And so this is something to think about, but it could be just add some subtle, interesting things. Maybe it's adding those accessories. Maybe it's adding something, a pattern or something that's not completely out there. You don't have to go from, you know, really plain and boring to crazy lady. There's an awful lot of stuff in between. And mostly, you know, people really enjoy seeing people with their own style. They enjoy looking at other people who are stylish, and most people would admire you. So I'm wondering, there's something there, I think, that you have some sort of kind of mental block to standing out at the school gates rather than anything else. And it would be worth your while in actually figuring out where that comes from. And is it actually something you should be taking notice of? If it's something you could just go, is this actually a relevant belief? And if it's not, can I put it in the bin and move on and develop my own style? And if my style is more different than everybody else, is that bad? Absolutely not. It's just what it is. And other people, you know, people will talk for about a day or two. It's the old kind of like, you know, today's news is tomorrow's fish and chip wrapper. Same thing with your style. You know, change it. Start wearing what you want to wear. Start being less boring. And you know what? Within a few days, people have got used to it and they stop commenting on it. Apart from, you'll probably just get compliments. That's not so bad. So if you're really, you know, unsure though of how to find your style, what is relevant to you, what actually works to you, then that's where I'd recommend coming and joining my 7 Steps of Style program to help you kind of start to figure out what your style is. And you'll get amazing feedback from my other members and my personal stylists and me in the program to help you develop your individual personal style rather than something off a rack that is the same as everybody else that may not actually be true to you. So if you want to know more about that, I'm going to pop a link in the comments a bit later. And I will chat to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.